This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Brett.
Good evening, Brett. That's very formal.
I know.
Bretty.
It's always Bretty, and it's like, oh, well, what if she doesn't like it? So I better just
So you thought you'd ask now after we've been doing the show for 6 months. Great. Yes, I hate it, and it offends me every week.
Oh, my God. Now, Brady, look at the beautiful sunshine outside of the Joy Studios.
I know. Most of it's been on our heads, I think, today. You're glowing, and the bits of me that weren't covered by a hat are glowing as well. I've just left a barbecue to come here and be with our lovely listeners, and I will be returning to it.
Well, it is the silly season, is it not?
Oh, my God. There's a party going on in the foyer at Joy at the moment. You had your Christmas party last night.
Yes. And I am good and fresh and rip-raring to go to another party tonight.
Whoop-de-whoop. It is that time of year. We did just have some Christmas messages from a few celebrities leading into the show, but it's not about Christmas tonight on the show.
No.
That's next week. We'll tell you more about that later. Tonight, it's the Ladies' Affair here on Joy 94.9.
But, Brady, we're going to talk about all things ladies, or really, we're celebrating the females tonight, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've played a lot of ladies on this show over the past few months, and we've even devoted some specials to the major ladies like the Cher and the Madonna, and there's been a bit of Danny Minogue, and there's been a bit of Shirley Bassey, and they've kind of all appeared. So tonight, we thought we'd go for something a little bit different, not super different, but we thought we'd play some ladies that we like, but they're perhaps not the most famous ladies you would think of when you say female singers. Famous ladies.
Absolutely. But they're probably our favourite female singers.
Yes.
And acts.
And tracks.
Absolutely. Now, Brady, Santa's come early, hasn't he?
He has totally. Now, Santa has given to me, and I am willing to re-gift it, I guess we'll say, on to our lovely listeners. We have a CD to give away tonight. It's 100% Hits Christmas 2013. It's got all your Christmas favourites on one CD, featuring Michael Bublé, Coldplay, Chris Isaak, Michael Crawford, Josh Groban, Rob Thomas, and more. That is thank you to Warner Music. And if you would like that, all you have to do is tell us who your favourite lady singer is.
Now, can I say, now, Brittany and I always do half-half with the tracks. He chooses some, I choose some. And I was very happy with your first selection tonight, Brett.
Yes.
Very happy. It's the beautiful Alison Moyet.
Yes. Now, this track I once tragically danced around a really bad nightclub in Torquay in England to.
Oh, goodness. Mm.
Whispering your name.
I'm whispering your name, Brittany.
Brittany. Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Katy Perry, and I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Katy Perry. I didn't wait for her to finish there.
Oh,
Katy Perry's a lady.
She's a young lady, isn't she?
She's a young lady, but we're not playing her tonight on the show. We're playing loads of other ladies, though, and we are asking our listeners to tell us who their favourite lady singer is.
Hey, now, we are talking about all the wonderful ladies tonight on Joy 94.9. It is The Affair. Now, Brady, I've got the top 10, and we're going to be doing this throughout the show, aren't we?
Okay.
Of women of entertainment, their earnings. And this is from the Forbes list of this year.
Okay, so it's quite current. Look at us, finger on the pulse.
I know. I got my finger on the trigger. No Donna Summer tonight, by the way. I know. I will be playing Donna Summer before the new year,
I'm
though.
Sure we've played Donna Summer already.
We have, but I would love a bit of time.
Times.
Hey, so number 10.
Okay.
Have a guess, number 10.
Oh, so we're going from top 10 through
top 10
worst
to 1.
To number 1. Okay, yes.
Absolutely.
Number 10, okay.
I'll give you a clue.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there for you.
It's a friend's person.
Yes.
Okay, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, well done, Brady. Earnings, $110 million this year.
Wow, she's awful.
But she's not awful. Look, she was the daughter of the soap star, John Aniston, from Days of Our Lives. And then she played Rachel Green on Friends.
God.
She has done some really crap films like Rumour Has It and Derailed.
She's done only crap films.
But she's also done Bruce Almighty and The Breakup, and that made a hell of a lot of money at the box office.
That was so bad. Every film she has ever appeared in is awful. I don't know why she's famous or why she's a star. She's not even... Well,
I really like her.
I hate her. Hate her.
Well, I really like her, Brady.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree, but I'm right.
Would you like another one?
Yes, please.
Okay, so number
nine. Hopefully I'll find her less offensive than Jennifer Aniston.
Okay. Number nine. Clue?
Okay.
My love don't cost a thing.
J-Lo!
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez.
I love J-Lo. I'm glad we've gotten from one horrible Jennifer to a good Jennifer.
Well, I like Jennifer. I like both Jennifers. Earnings, Brady, also over $110 million of this year. Now, as you know, she was a former backup, and she was from the Bronx.
She was from the block on the Bronx.
Absolutely. She has become a multimedia powerhouse in both her music and her films. Though I think probably her music is probably a little bit better, but I do like her in comedy.
But see, she did the film thing first, really.
Yes.
And then everyone said, oh, please don't sing again after her first album. And then she just kind of... But you know what I like about her is that she kind of had her, like, day, and then she kind of disappeared and everyone went, oh, you know, J-Lo's kind of had it.
Yes.
And then she kind of reappeared again a couple of years ago and everyone loves her again and she's just awesome. And she knows how to frock up too. That's what I love about her.
The girl is a clothes horse.
Yep.
She's fantastic in an awards ceremony. She gets them in. How about one more?
Okay.
How about one more? Now, number eight. This is probably going to give it away. Pretty Woman.
Julia.
Earnings, Brady, over $140 million.
Is she getting residuals? Because she doesn't do much these days.
She is the highest paid female actress in history, even beating Miss Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow.
I know. After her breakout role in Pretty Woman, and that was back in 1990, she was the first actress to break the $20 million salary mark. Big Bickies.
Didn't she break it on that really awful Mary Shelley film?
She was pocketed $25 million for the 2003 flick Mona Lisa Smiles. Is that the one that you were talking about?
No. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Oh, no, I can't remember that one.
Yeah, no.
No. But, you know, Miss Julia Roberts, clearly...
good on her.
A little bit more famous and interesting than Eric Roberts, her brother.
Yes.
Poor Eric.
Yes. Oh, well, there's always one member of the family that's, you know, successful.
Brittany, next track.
Next track. Okay. Miss Lonnie Gordon.
Yes.
I love Miss Lonnie Gordon. So Lonnie appeared many years ago with a bit of a dance thing. Then she got taken over by Stock Aitken Waterman back right at the early 90s and she created this fantastic album. But it wasn't really very successful and it wasn't even released in the UK and it only got a really limited release here in Australia.
In all the gay clubs because in the early 90s, this baby was always playing.
Yeah, now I actually picked up this album in the discount bin at Central Station Records down on Flinders Street before it closed down. But then a couple of years ago, it got re-released on CD, remastered.
Yes.
And included was this track, which wasn't on the vinyl version of the album. It was recorded in the same session, but it wasn't included. This is How Could He Do This to Me? It's by Lonnie Gordon. You're on Joy 94.9.
Roll up the rug.
Oh, I was having a bit of a sing-along there. I nearly got caught out. You're on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Brett. It's the all-ladies affair tonight, except for your co-hosts, of course, although...
Of course.
You know.
We have been called lady boys.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Hey, we are asking our listeners to let us know who their favourite lady singer is, and Andrew from Carnegie has nominated Barbara, who says that every decade her voice took on a different tone. There you go.
Absolutely. Now, Brady, we have started counting down the top 10 women of entertainment, their earnings. So this is from the Forbes list. We've said number 10 is Jennifer Aniston. 9 is Jennifer Lopez.
Love her.
8 is Julia Roberts.
Quite like her.
Number 7.
Okay.
Okay. The hint is All For You.
All For You?
Yeah, that was one of her later songs.
Oh,
We didn't get to play her a few weeks ago.
Oh, Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson's earnings of over $150 million.
Wow.
So, obviously, part of the Jackson clan, yes. But
the youngest, isn't she? Yes, she is.
She is, but it wasn't until 1986 with her platinum album, Control. And that's where Black Cat came from. It was a great album. And then obviously she sold over 50 million records.
Not bad.
And she's had 10 number one singles in the Billboard Top 10.
She has been quite quiet of late, though.
She has. But she's doing... she's got a tour organised in March of 2014.
Well, that's not far away at all.
I hope that extends to Australia, because I would love to see Janet Jackson.
I was going to go. I think I've mentioned this before. A couple of years ago when she was here, and then she flew home for Michael's... the coronial inquest or something. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hmm. Hey, number six, Brady.
Yes.
All I Want for Christmas is You.
Mariah. Now, I hate Mariah with a passion, but God, I love that song.
I think we
so
might
much.
Have to play it at our Christmas episode. Andrew, take a note.
Might be making an appearance, I think. Yeah. Look, I don't really like her, I must say. Although I find her quite entertaining in a, like, I'm laughing at her type of way.
Absolutely. I think that's the whole... And the whole Mimi thing. She's so on a different planet.
Yeah.
Nowhere near reality.
Yeah, and look, in the last season of American Idol with her and Nicki Minaj on the same panel, that was fantastic. I hate those challenge shows, but I just used to love watching the looks she would give Nicki Minaj. It was fantastic.
And of course, we have to mention Glitter. One of the worst films in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's up there with Showgirls.
It's pretty bad.
Just bad. Now, shall I wait for number five? Or do you want to talk about our next performer, Miss Mary Kiani?
I will talk about her. Yes. So last week on the show, I was talking about a song that I heard at the Greyhound, and it took me about 2 years to track down. Exactly the same thing happened with this song. I heard it on Joy, and I even thought I heard the name of the artist when they read it out. Went home, Googled it. You cannot find any mention of this song on the internet at all. Okay.
Which is crazy because...
All you can get... Yes. It's called Never Ever.
Yes.
And all you can get is things about the All Saints song. You can't find anything. Eventually... And I even knew some lyrics. I had the rough name. I had the name of the song. Couldn't find it. Looked for a year. Eventually, it turned up on iTunes. But get this. After I'd bought it on iTunes and, like, trudged around for 2 years looking for it. I picked up an old copy of one of the Joy CDs, and it's on like Joy Volume 2 or 3 or something. Anyway, it's Mary Kiani. She's Irish, but now she lives in Sydney, and she's big on the gay scene, as they say. It's Never Ever.
You're listening to The Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
Hi, it's Katie Underwood here, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. It is the ladies' affair tonight.
Ladies.
And Brittany and Brittany are celebrating all the wonderful sex of females.
Yes, I didn't know where you were going with celebrating the female sex then.
I should have said the female sex, and I said the sex of the females, and I was like, oh, that sounds like I'm David Bloody Attenborough.
Yes, look,
female sex.
Yes, and we are asking our listeners to let us know who their favourite female performer is.
Oh my God. Now, we are also counting down the top females, the highest grossing female entertainers of this year. Now, Brady, do you want me to go to number five, or because we want to talk about that wonderful classic film as well.
Let's do number five first.
All right. So we'll do number five.
Okay.
So we've counted down.
So hang on. Let me test my really bad goldfish memory. We had Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
J-Lo.
Yes. Pretty Woman.
Julia Roberts.
Yes.
I shouldn't know. Triple J's to start with. And Janet Jackson.
Yes.
They started with J.
And one more.
And Mariah.
And Mariah Carey. So number five, the hint is, My Heart Will Go On and
Saline.
Celine Dion, greatest singer in the world.
Yes. This one is for you, Rene.
Oh, my God.
I love you, Rene.
Okay, look. Can I say... I love her voice. I do, Brady. I'm sorry, I do.
Okay.
I just don't like her voice when she's talking. I just like it when she sings. But you know what? She has got an exclusive 5-year gig at Caesars Palace in the fabulous Las Vegas. An estimated 140 million albums were sold with My Heart Will Go On.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
The song that is incorrectly used as a wedding waltz for so many couples.
I know. I know.
It's they a get, funeral song.
They get the song wrong, and we're still not allowed to get bloody married.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, anyway. We did briefly, but
yes.
That window's closed.
Oh, I know. Mm. Oh, my God. Brett, you are bringing a classic film tonight.
Okay. So, look, seeing as we are talking about ladies, a.k.a. women, yes. I thought we would briefly touch on The Women,
yes.
The 1939 version, of course, not the horrible remake from about 2008,
yeah.
Which I haven't, of course, seen, but I'm just assuming it's horrible. So, look, the original was, of course, directed by George Cukor, who's a big homosexual who loved ladies. And, look, if anyone hasn't seen it, it's an all-star ladies cast. But when I say it's an all-star ladies cast, it's literally just a ladies cast.
It's only females in
absolutely.
This film.
There are 130 speaking roles in this film.
Yes.
Every single one of them is played by a lady.
Yes.
There are no men in the film at all. There are no pictures of
no.
men. There are animals in the film. They are all female as well.
Yes.
All the artists on the wall are female.
Yes.
Yes. So anyway, so look.
Ahead of its time, this film.
Ahead of its time. Fantastic. So look, you've seen it, haven't you, Brady?
Yes, love it.
Okay, so brief plot. You've got your high society lady. She finds out through going to the manicurist to get jungle red on her nails
yes.
that her husband is allegedly having an affair with a shop girl,
yes.
a perfume counter sales girl.
No less.
Whose name is Crystal Allen. And you know who plays her, Brady?
Miss Joan Crawford.
Absolutely. So, look, it all goes wrong. It's women everywhere. It's one of those films that you have to really listen to because there's so much
dialogue. But the dialogue is brilliant. There's the start of the film, it's all quick one-liners that
yes.
are like bang, bang, bang. My favourite is, oh, darling, your skin. Your skin makes the Grand Canyon look like chiffon silk.
Look, there are a couple of other classics which everyone knows, which is I've had 2 years to grow claws, mother, jungle red, and by the way, there's a name for you ladies, but it isn't used in high society outside of a kennel.
I know. Wow. My favourite, look, not only does Joan Crawford appear in this as the
Crystal
Bam,
Allen.
Crystal Allen.
The marriage wrecking hoe.
The poor woman done wrong, Miss the fabulous Norma Shearer,
yeah.
who I initially, when I first saw this, I was a bit like, oh, she's not acting. But no, I understand she's almost being reserved because
yes.
she's this sort of lost wife.
She plays
by
the rules in the olden Manhattan days. Yes.
Absolutely. And of course, the beautiful Rosalind Russell, who...
Rosalind Russell.
Where am I again? I'm a joy. So, who obviously went on to play Auntie May.
She is tops in this.
She's very good.
So she's like the confidant cousin role.
Yes.
But look, it's all great, and it's got fantastic frocks by Adrian. So it's all in black and white, except for a little 10-minute segment in the middle, which is in Technicolor, which is basically just a fashion parade, which is an excuse to
yeah.
run 50 frocks of Adrian's in colour, which apparently George Cukor doesn't like that.
No,
segment.
Because I'm sure the version that I saw has that cut. I think you've got to be careful which version you'll
get.
Yeah,
when it's shown on TV, that's always cut, and I think there are a couple of versions around.
Okay.
But yes, you've got to get the one with the special Technicolor section.
But Brittany, it sort of always annoys me. There was Alfred Hitchcock's probably one of my favourite directors, and he, one of the first and probably one of my favourite Hitchcock films, Vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene that got cut, right? And the reason why it got cut is because those of you who don't know Vertigo, it's a mistaken identity almost.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a woman that
looks like
the person, and you never know in the whole film, is it her or not? But this bloody scene, which they've put back in, reveals it in the middle of the film, so it ruins it. So you know by the end, which is a climactic scene. And it's insane, and it's just, I'm still furious, and I actually want to get the copy without it because
yeah.
it ruins the whole film.
I tell you what, on a similar vein, never ever read the lost chapters of Picnic at Hanging Rock.
No, yes, it ruins. No, don't
a,
leave it up to the
they're
imagination.
Awful, and B, it ruins it. Anyway,
but we are look what we are asking a question tonight of the Joy listeners are, what's your favourite female singer? And you can actually win a fantastic CD that
mm-hmm.
we're giving away. It's full of fabulous Christmas songs for your Christmas stocking stuffer?
You could play it whilst you're stuffing the stockings, then pull it out of the CD player, stick it back in the case and give it to someone.
There's so many S's there. There's more S's there than sassafras, for God's
sake. Sassafras. Now, it's time for a bit more music, I think, Brody. So, great song. Girls Aloud. They never really were that big here, really.
But huge in Britain.
Yeah. This was their 20th top 10 hit in Britain. I love this song. It's written by the Pet Shop Boys, which is so obvious when you hear it. It's the loving kind. It's Girls Aloud. You're listening to The Ladies' Affair with Brett and Brett. Joy 94.9.
This is Emily Williams. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks for that. Hey, you're listening to Brett and Brett tonight on The Affair on Joy 94.9. We are dedicating it to the female sex. I got it right that time,
Brittany. Yay, yay, yay. Yes, so it's officially known as the ladies' affair.
The ladies'
affair. So we're playing not your Betts, your Shirleys, your Tinas. We're playing some, well, not obscure, but perhaps the ones who don't immediately spring to mind.
Absolutely. And this is the next one. She's my favourite, Brady. It's Amy Winehouse. Best friends, right?
Yeah, of course we are.
You're enjoying 94.9.
I can't wait to get away from you.
Oh, thank you, Amy. I miss Amy.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Affair tonight on Joy 94.9. It is The Ladies Affair. I just want to talk a little bit about Amy. Now, that was actually released after her death.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a song about her and her best friend who had this real tumultuous friendship. They were besties from school and they used to share a flat in London. And there's a line in it that says, "You're Stephanie and I'm Paulette." Now, for those Grease fans out there, it's actually the two pink ladies from Grease 2.
That's obscure.
I knew that, but I know Grease 2. I've never actually played Grease 2 tracks, and I'm not going to bear you because you are going to grit your teeth if I ever play them.
Yeah, I only remember one of them because I've actually only seen Grease 2 a couple of times.
You only need to see it the once.
Yeah, I know. let's just say that's not in my DVD collection, that one.
I can imagine that.
Yeah.
Hey, so Brittany, we are counting down.
Oh, yes, the top 10 female entertaining earners.
So number 10
from the Forbes list of this year.
Absolutely.
So God, look at my memory tonight. I'm on fire.
Excellent. Excellent. So number 10 was Jennifer Anderson. Number 9 was Jennifer Lopez. 8 was Julia Roberts. 7 was Janet Jackson. 6 was
Mariah Carey.
Number 5 was
Celine.
Yes, well done. Number 4, it's the original Material Girl.
Madge.
It's Madge. Earnings, $325
million.
That's
a big jump up from Celine. That's like double.
Absolutely. So basically, we all know about Madonna. We've done the show on Madonna.
Yes.
We've done it all. We'll go to number 3.
Go on.
Okay. So this is the clues. Homemaker, mogul.
Martha Stewart.
Jailbird. Yes. You are fantastic. Earnings. Now, so Madonna's earnings was $325 million.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart, $638 million. That girl knows what she's doing.
Clearly she's making most of that in the States. Because although we all know who Martha Stewart is, she's not really huge here. Like, her cookbooks and stuff are never in the top 10 celebrity cookbooks.
Do you know the crazy thing is? When you go to America, and you've been to the States, and I've been to the States, eating out is hit and miss.
Yeah,
right?
Unless you're in like New York or somewhere. Yeah,
exactly. But what she does, her food, her the drinks, home decoration, I think is spot on the money. I mean, look, it's probably a little bit more on the decorative side.
Yeah, it's not really my style.
But bless Martha Stewart.
Well,
okay.
Clearly felting is working.
Number 2, Brady.
Okay.
That Old Black Magic, and it's the only, and another clue, it's a little bit cryptic. Another clue is, this is the only non-American on the list. No?
No.
J.K. Rowling. Earnings in excess of one.
Sorry, you threw me with the Old Black Magic. I was thinking of a singer going,
no, it was the only thing. I didn't want to say Hogwarts because that's really obvious. But in excess of $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
She's big book. We all know Harry Potter.
Yes.
And all of the fantastic
Speaking of which,
films.
Did you see Daniel Radcliffe on Graham Norton the other night with awful hair extensions?
Oh, God. Dreadful.
Anyway.
Yeah, dreadful. Okay, finally.
Go on.
Now, do I need to actually say it? Oh, no, let me say it.
Go on.
All right. You will get it from this. Deep fried butter! It's got to be that Oprah woman.
It has to be.
Earnings, $1.5 billion.
That's pretty impressive for someone who's not kind of officially on TV anymore.
I know. She does amazing things though, Oprah.
Yeah. Do you know what? I actually loved Oprah more back when she was cheesy before she tried to empower the world.
Hey, Brittany, now, obviously, we've been playing a lot of tracks tonight, and this is our local track. She's a local lesbian artist, Carmen Hendricks. I've seen her live. She's fantastic. This is Forbidden Love, and she's got a new album coming out as well. You're listening to That Lady's Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
Should I mention it or never speak again? Sexually drawn to you.
Oh, that was fantastic. The beautiful Carmen Hendricks with Forbidden Love.
That was quite good for a day like today. It was a little bit mellow yet boppy, a bit tropical.
Absolutely, and it's been a beautiful day in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, given how awful it's all been. But look, Brady, we're running out of time, mate.
Yes, end of the show again, the end of the ladies' affair.
But, Brady, next week... Deck the halls.
Oh, yes. It's going to be making the Yuletide gayer than it's ever been. It's a Christmas affair because you don't get enough Christmas, you know, throughout December.
You don't. You simply don't.
So, yeah, we're doing it as well, people.
Absolutely. Now, playing us out tonight after the next community service announcement, it is one of my favourite singers, France Jolie. She was French-Canadian. She was Canadian. She was Canadian. No.
I bet she ate those Kiorio biscuits, too.
I think so. But basically, she was a disco singer in the late 70s. She had a great track called Come To Me.
Come To Me.
But what I'll be playing is Gonna Get Over You. Brady, any final words tonight?
No, look, I just say cheers, ladies, and thank you for the music, as ABBA would say.
Absolutely. Chookers to the ladies, and good night, Australia.
Hey, this is Mel B on Joy 94.9, wishing you all a safe and very happy holiday season.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.